So related to this, how does volition fit into anatta? Again, I think it's important to be emphasizing with anatta is that say the volition is an impermanent phenomena, and then it's also directed towards things which are impermanent, whether it's thoughts or emotion or reflection or stillness, and so that the volition itself, as well as the mental states, they rise and they pass away, so that one can't be holding to any, identifying with any of it, of this is who I am, and this is me, or this is mine. So then, with that use of intention, the use of intention or use of volition, and developing the skill in directing our volition toward the things which allow us to relinquish what is unwholesome or conducive to suffering, and then what is conducive to wholesome, skillful states and well-being and clarity, so that we can be directing our attention in those ways. And that we can experience the fruits of that, so that when we get stuck in confusion or depression, then it's finding ways of directing attention which helps to lift the mind, or to help to clarify, or create a perspective which allows one to have an equanimity or evenness with that, so that one isn't pulled down or sinking with those mental states that are heavy.